Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about if certain members of a person's family found a lost object, who that lost object goes to, who it really is owned by. Mishnah says, Metziat Beno Bitoach Ketanim, the things found by someone's young son or daughter or any child being supported by their father, Metziat Avdo V'Shivchato Kena'anim, or things found by a person's Kena'ani slaves, whether that slave is a male or a woman, but we're talking about Kena'ani only, Metziat Ishto, or something found by a man's wife, Hare Elu Shelo, they belong to the man. When talking about children, or a daughter below the age of 12 and a half, automatically everything that she has is connected to her father, and she automatically acquires it on her father's behalf, and same with a Kena'ani slave. A Kena'ani slave is the property of their master on a Torah level, so anything that they find automatically becomes the property of their master. When in terms of a wife or a child who's being supported by the father, Hachamim made an institution, they made a takana, that anything that they find automatically belong to either the wife's husband or the child's father, because they want to prevent resentment from the father to the wife or to the child for all he does for them. He supports his family, he does so much for them, so therefore we want to make sure that he's going to receive everything that his child finds in order that he continues that support. And same with the husband for a wife. He's feeding her, he's providing for her, and he would be resentful if she finds something and she doesn't give it to him. It could create a fight between them. So therefore, Hachamim made a decree. Everything that either one of them find automatically go to the husband or the father. Metziat beno ubito hagedolim. But if somebody's adult son or daughter who are fully on their own and not dependent on their father anymore, or a son of any age who supports himself, Metziat avdo v'shivchato ha'ivrim, or things found by someone's Jewish servants, Hebrew, either male or female, Metziat ishto ha'geresha afal pishe lo natan la ketubata, or a man's wife who's divorced, even though he didn't pay her ketubah out to her yet. In all of these cases, hare elu shelahen, these items belong to the people who found them, even though they're related. On a halachic level, on a biblical level, a father has no rights to anything of his daughter once she's 12 and a half years old. He also doesn't have the rights. He doesn't own these Hebrew Jewish servants. They're not his property, so therefore they have their own possessions. And once a wife is divorced, regardless of the ketubah payment or not, or a child is fully self-supporting, then we're not concerned about resentment. The whole takana of the hachamim was in order to prevent hatred between family members, so the rabbis said that the father or the husband wouldn't be resentful in that situation, so therefore the wife who's already divorced or the son who's already self-supporting would not need to hand over the possessions to the husband or the father.